Okay, starting on Ayin Aleph Amud Aleph, New Mishnah. Nedra v'hi arusa. Let's say she makes a neder. She's engaged. Our case that we've been discussing, where both the father and the husband have rights to cancel the neder, and they can only do it together. Nitgarsha bo bayom. Nitarsa bo bayom. Okay, in the same day, she gets divorced, and then she gets engaged. Afilu, you'll like this one, Limea, okay? Even if she does it, gets divorced, remarried 100 times within one day. Now, what kind of a woman is doing this? Obviously, they're really just talking theoretically. So now, Avia Uba'ala Ha'acharon Mifirim Nidareha. The people who in the end have to can be made for this neder are whoever her last husband is and the father. They're the ones who have rights. Now, first of all, this should immediately send a question to you from something we learned in the past, which is how could she get divorced and remarried in the same day? Because what did we learn?
She has to wait 3 months.
She has to wait 3 months. So why does she have to wait 3 months? Because otherwise we won't know who the child is. If there's a child born, we won't know who it is. And if you remember, you might say, well, she's arusa, she's not married, so it shouldn't be a problem. If you recall, we learned, because right when they're arusa, they don't sleep together. But if you remember then, we learned it that lo plug. They basically said anyone, even we saw by a ketana even, has to wait, if I remember correctly. Or maybe there was an exception by an arusa ketana. There was some exception to the rule. But basically, the arusa is considered like the nesua. She also needs to wait for 3 months. What this shows is, if she does it anyway, right? This is a case where she did it anyway. In other words, you can't do it. But if she does it anyway, what do you see? She does it anyway. You don't have to make her get divorced from the guy. In other words, b'dieved, it's an okay marriage. We don't have to say, like in other cases, where she's an ish and ish and teitzei mizeh and mizeh. You know, certainly this is not the situation. It's just a matter of confusion of children. Therefore, if she already did it, we allow it. Also, especially in this case where she's only arusa, well, the more so. So now, the one who has rights to be bay for the neder, right, since it was on the bo bayom, okay, the day, obviously it has to be the day she took the neder, right, but the day they heard also, like the day the father heard, so it would be, he would need to do it with the Baal Ha'acharon. Zeh HaKlal, kol shelo yatza l'reshut atzma sha'a achat, avia u'Baal Ha'acharon mifirim nedareha. Okay, so as long as she doesn't leave her reshut, right, lo yatza, 1 second, sha'a achat. Right, that's what it means. Okay, lo yatza l'reshut atzma sha'a achat, that means as long as she's not, right, her status hasn't changed, as long as she's not nisua, when she's nisua, remember the father can never have rights to her anymore, right? If she's engaged, she goes back to the father, right, after, in other words, the father still has rights. When she gets divorced from engagement or the husband dies, she goes back to the father. So either by getting married, or what's the other way she could be yotzei l'reshut atzma?
Becomes a bogeret.
Exactly. She becomes a bogeret. So assuming here in this Mishnah, they're talking about, obviously, that she's not yet a bogeret.
Or that she never was married.
Right. Exactly.
Even though it uses the language nitgarsha.
Yeah. Meaning you divorce from engagement.
About,
yes. Okay. Even in Arus, if you're engaged halachically, you need a divorce. Okay. So now we're going to ask a question. Minalan da arus acharon mefer nedarim shenir'u la'arus rishon. So now we're going to see that Shmuel's going to hold. Okay, there's instead of saying Shmuel holds this, they ask the question, from where do we get it from? And Shmuel gives an answer, which means that Shmuel holds that the arus acharon is even, now this didn't say so in the Mishnah, but what did it say in the Mishnah? That the arus acharon with the father are made for the nedarim that happened when she was still engaged to this other guy. But it doesn't say whether the arus rishon saw the nedarim or not. Okay? Maybe he didn't know she took the neder. So now they're going to say, according to Shmuel, even if the arus harishon saw the neder, and the assumption was he didn't react, right? He obviously wasn't Mekayim or Mefer, otherwise we'd know about it, right? Here's a case where he didn't do anything. And now, even the fact that he saw them doesn't mean that they're his responsibility, right? And if he didn't deal with them, then she gets to say, okay, these are mine and Darren. But even so, the power of these goes back to the Arus Rishon. Okay? I'm sorry, it goes to the Arus Acharon. So everybody follows. So where does the how do we know that the Arus Acharon is allowed to be made for an Nedarim that the Arus Rishon saw? Okay, in other words, the fact that he saw them doesn't, you might have thought the fact that he saw them means that they become his reshut, his responsibility, and therefore no one else can deal with them later. But comes Shmuel and he says, no, even if he saw them and knew about them, meaning and then divorces her.
Meaning that he tacitly accepted them.
Right. That's what we're assuming. Although, remember, the day didn't pass yet, right? Because it's still Bo Bayom. So that's the whole chiddush, right? That since the day didn't pass, even though he might have seen them, it didn't doesn't affect
but
anything.
But we haven't learned yet that tacit acceptance is acceptance.
We did. We talked about that. The shtika counts if the day passes, right? Shtika the next morning. But here, right, here we're talking about shtika when it's still that day, but yet he's no longer in the picture. So how do we know this? Amar Shmuel, Amar Kra, ve'im hayo tiye le'ish, unidareh aleha. Remember this. If she gets engaged to the person, right, that's talking about engagement, and her nidarim are upon her, meaning, nidarim shayu aleha kvar, right? Meaning, the Arus Sheni now gets engaged, imayo tiye le'ish, right? What do we allow him to do now? We allow him to deal with Nidarim that were already upon her from where? From the Arus Rishon, okay? Meaning, even if he saw them. So now they say, wait, didn't say anywhere here that he saw them, it just said her Nidarim were upon her. Maybe it's talking about Nidarim that were upon her when she was engaged to the first guy, but he never heard about them. So what does Shmuel say? No. Right, aval, you might have thought that Nidarim Shenirul Arus Rishon lo matime for Arus Acharon. So what's the answer? Ale krayeterahu. It says, aleha. It says, unidareha aleha. Aleha is an unnecessary word in the Pasuk. We've had this before where these unnecessary words really are kind of necessary for grammatical purposes. The Pasuk wouldn't make so much sense if you got rid of the word aleha, but yet they say you could sort of have the Pasuk work without the words aleha. Okay, here's the whole Pasuk. V'imayo tiye le'ishu nidareha aleha, omiv stas vateh asher asra al nafsha. So you could say, v'imayo tiye le'ishu nidareha omiv stas vateh asher asra al nafsha. You're still missing like a word, right? But you're also missing the word in the second half, right? Omiv tasfatah asher asra al nafsha, it never says are upon her. So you're also missing a word there anyway. So I guess you could sort of say that it doesn't need to be there. So they're saying, anyway, the word aleha stresses that they were already upon her and he knew about them. Okay, now we're going to have a braita that supports Shmuel. But until we get there, we're going to have a bunch of, it's going to take a little while till we get to understand it. First, we have to understand this braita. Tanya kavatei de Shmuel. There's going to be two cases in this braita. Nara arusa hamorasa avia ubala mifrim nidareha ketzad. Okay, this is like a braita that kind of jumps off of our mission, right? We had the first mission of our parak, nara arusa avia ubala mifrim nidareha. So now they're going to give ketzad. We saw a bunch of cases similar to this. Shama avia. Okay, here you can start looking at the chart. This will help you. Okay, shama avia. You can already see if you want to just look at the chart for a minute, you'll see the structure. Somebody hears in his Mayfair, somebody dies, right? The other one who wasn't Mayfair dies. And then if she gets engaged again, who has rights to be made for her nedarim? It's going to be a machloka beit shama beit hillel. There's a lot of different ways of understanding this. I'm going to go with one mahalach to make it less confusing. But you're going to see that beit shama beit hillel only appear at the end. So it's unclear, are they only arguing about the second case or are they arguing also about the first case? Okay, I'm going to show you that they're arguing about both cases. And yet what's going to be interesting is Beit Hillel just says Ein Yechol HaFer, and that's going to be understood in each case as different, okay, what it means, who can't be made for and who can be, okay? Maybe someone can be, and maybe something can't, we'll see. Tov, so let's read. Shama Avia VeHefer La. So the father hears and is Mayfair. V'lo hispik haba lishmoa. Okay, the husband doesn't hear about the neder at all. Ad Shemet, until the husband dies. So the husband dies that day, v'nit arsa bo bayom, and she gets engaged that day to somebody else, v'afilu me'apamim, just like our Mishnah, right, the same concept, avia u'ba'ala ha'acharon mifirim nidareha. Okay, so now so the husband didn't hear it all, the father heard was Mayfair, now when she gets re-engaged, okay, the assumption here is that the father, before she got engaged again, could have been made for the neder on his own. But now that she got engaged again, the new husband has a part in her nedarim, since it's still that day that she took the neder and the father heard about it. Okay, we'll wait off on Beit Hillel for right now. We'll get back to him later.
Even though he was already made for the neder while she was engaged to the first guy. Meaning it says here, Shema v'hefer.
Right.
So that doesn't take into effect when he dies.
So now,
in totality.
So that's also a question of when the, who, so what happened? According, we're going to see, according to Beit Shammai, this goes with what we learned, Megas Gaius. Remember his approach?
Mm-hmm.
Which is, it's 50-50.
Right.
Each has 50-50 rights. Yeah. So, the 50% that the father had rights to, he took care of. That's finished. What happens to the other 50? The other 50 belong to the husband. That goes, nitroknal, right? And it goes to the father. So now the father has the other 50 to deal with. He doesn't have to deal with the first 50, so he's dealing with the second 50. So now what happens with that second 50? If he deals with it right away, before she gets engaged, no problem. It's his. But if he waits, then that 50% gets split now, 25-25, right? Mm-hmm. And now, as it gets split 50-50, but
right.
Each one is only made for 25% of the whole neder. So that's how it works according to Beit Shammai. And that's why Beit Shammai makes a lot of sense, according to Beit Shammai's theory before, which is Megas Gaius. Okay? If you want, we can already jump to Beit Hillel, which is Beit Hillel says, Ein yachol lahafer. So if we understand that Beit Hillel is referring to the Reisha, okay? Then you'd have to say, what does it mean, Ein yachol lahafer? No one can be Mayfair. Now, why can no one be Mayfair? This goes back to what they said before, remember? Beit Hillel says, Miklash Kalish, right? The father weakened the neder. Now, what does it mean? We finished it. It was like the end of a long... We did two dapim that day. I didn't really get into it much. So today I prepared a little bit better, which is, what's Miklash Kalish? The father said, I don't want to have anything to do with this neder, right? I don't want you to have to deal with... I don't want you to have this neder upon you. And he basically rendered it insignificant in his eyes. It's almost like in his eyes, this neder is no longer kayam, because I don't want you to have this neder. So he weakened it. Once he weakened it, he can't now give it significance to say, you have this neder, I want to cancel it, because he already weakened it. It's already not there in his eyes. So he can't now look at the neder and say, oh, you have this neder, I have to cancel it. He already made it kind of useless in his eyes. So in this case, since the father was Mayfair, he weakened. Now, what did he weaken? Remember, he weakened not 50% of the neder. He weakened the whole thing, his part and the husband's part. So when the husband's part goes to him, it's nothing to him because he already weakened it. So therefore, he can't be Mayfair. And since he can't be Mayfair, obviously, the neder can't be Hufar in any which way. So that would be what Beit Hillel would say about the Reisha. Second case. Shama ba'ala ve'heferla. Okay, the husband hears and cancels the neder. The lo hispik ha'av lishmoa ad shemet. Now the father dies. Okay? So now, ha'ba'al... Oh, sorry. I said this wrong. No. But lo hispik la'av lishmoa ad shemet ha'ba'al. Okay, I messed this up in the chart. Fix that. So, the father doesn't hear about the neder before the husband dies. Okay? Right, clearly the husband dies. The husband dies, but the father hadn't even heard the neder. So now, chozer ha'av u'mefer chalko shaba'al. So now the husband, the father, what does he have to do? He has to be mefer, mefer the husband's part, and obviously be mefer his part. Right? So if you're Beit Shammai, what are you going to say? Megas Gaius, right? The husband got rid of 50%. But the husband's no longer here. So since the husband's no longer here, what happens? That 50% goes to the father. So the father has to deal with that 50%. And obviously, he has to deal with his own 50%. Doesn't even mention that because that's just obvious. Okay? So at this point, what do we see? The father mayfairs the whole thing. And the assumption here, it doesn't say so. But even if she gets re-engaged. Okay? Because
he did it at a time when it was all in his domain.
Well, no, because the point is, even if she's engaged again, this neder was his. It was his neder to deal with.
Because
the husband, because it was already hufar by the husband, And that husband's part goes to the father. And therefore, the father, in other words, what do we basically say? The Orisa's part was already dealt with.
Right.
And the Orisa's part was now almost like it was sold to the father, right? Not sold, but as if, right? So he took care, he has got his part, and he's got the Orisa's part. So there's a new Orisa in the picture, it doesn't matter. The Orisa's part was dealt with and it went straight to him. So he has full rights to this, and we don't need the Orisa at all. Okay? So now, here we get to Beit Shammai, Beit Hillel. Amar Rabbi Natan, Hein, Hein, Divrei Beit Shammai. This is all, obviously, only according to Beit Shammai, because of the Megaz guys, right? And what we saw before. Aval Beit Hillel Amrim, Ein Yachol LaHafer. Now, what does Beit Hillel mean, Ein Yachol LaHafer, in the second case?
Weakened.
It's the, well, what does he say? No, what he says is like this, right? The husband weakened it, but that doesn't matter to the father. The father hadn't even heard the neder, so the father still is significant in his eyes. So we're going to see this inside in a minute, but what basically happens here? Ein Yachol LaHafer doesn't mean it can't be Mufar at all. It means the father can't do it without the second husband. He needs the second husband. We're going to read it inside in a minute. Okay? B'mai pleading. Beit Shammai Savre Nedarim Nami Shavu'oi La'arus Nitrokna Rishu La'av Umegas Gaius. Right? Even Nedarim, right, now we're going to explain really the Seifa, the second case. Even Nedarim that are Ra'oi La'arus, right, that should be broken by the Arus and the father, Nitrokna Rishut La'av, right? The Rishut all went back to the father. Umega's guys, right? And they each have a 50-50 share, and he basically acquired the 50 share of the Arus, and that's why he doesn't need to be part of it. Ubet Hillel Savrai, Avia Ubala, Aharon, Mifirim Nidareha, Velo Mega's guys, right? What does he say? Since we don't say it's cut off, we say it was weakened. So the husband weakened his part of the neder, but when he died, what happened? That part all went to the father, and the father had never lowered it in his eyes to say, oh, you can't see this as chashuv. He always thought it was chashuv, right? He actually hadn't even heard about it yet. So now, at this point, it's just like a regular neder. He got the rights to it, but now that she got re-engaged, well now, like any woman who has a neder, even from before, right, the engaged husband has rights to it. And therefore, both the father and the husband have rights to this neder, and therefore Ein Yachol LaHafer means only with the Arus. Now, if I don't know if you remember anymore, but why did we bring this up? To prove Shmuel. What does this prove about Shmuel? If you take Beit Hillel in the last case, what do you see? That when the husband hears about the neder, and then the Arus, and then he dies, what happens? The second, the new Arus, still is the one who has to cancel the Nedarim with the father. So what do you see here? Exactly what Shmuel said, which is, I'll read it inside again. What do you say? Arus acharon mefer nedarim shenir'u la'arus rishon. Okay, this was clearly a neder that was near el arus rishon, and yet who cancels it according to Beit Hillel? The arus acharon.
It wasn't just seen by the arus rishon, it was actually mefer.
Right, yes, so all the more so.
Right.
Right. So even if he just saw it, it would also give him rights to the, he would still be able to do it. Okay, that was the complicated part. Now we're just going to, the truth is we're going to end very early today. We just have a question. Already the answer is going to be on tomorrow's daf, so we'll wait off with that. Ibaya lehu. Now we have a question. Gerushin kishtika damya o kehakama damya. Let's say you divorce a woman, okay? Now, okay, not you, but a man would divorce a woman. If he divorces her, is that like shtika, where he just didn't relate to the neder at all? And therefore, if there's still time in the day, okay, we're going to see what could be the possible case here, but okay. But let's say the get, there's going to be two possible nafkaminas here. The Gemara is going to bring up one, but we're going to raise another one that the Rush points out. That when he, now, for, okay.
The, who would have the right to be Mayfair if he divorces her? She doesn't go back to her father's house.
So we're
going to
see. Okay. So yafeh. So we're going to say, you're asking all the right questions. There's a lot of things here that aren't said that we have to fill in here. First of all, it has to be that they're talking about Gerushin from Erushin. It can't be from marriage. Not because of what you're asking exactly, but even more so. Right. Or maybe it's exactly what you're asking. Once
she's married,
right,
she's
exactly. It's exactly what you're asking.
Okay.
Once she's married, she's totally in her own reshut, and therefore there'd be no nafkamina whatsoever, because exactly like you said, nobody can make for her nedarim after that. Once she's married and she right, the marriage is over, divorce, she is a free agent. No one can cancel her nedarim until obviously she gets married again, and then her new husband can. But at that point, no one can. So here we're talking about it's from Erusin. And therefore, if, by the way, if she marries someone new, right, or even if she remarries this guy, he can only be mefer nedarim from the time of the marriage. Okay? So therefore, as it's true, he can be made for her nedarim. So let's say she remarried this guy. Maybe you'd say he could still cancel out the neder from before. No. At that point, if she was married and you get divorced, when the marriage starts again, right, it's almost like if you have a job and then you get fired and then or you quit and then you come back, there's certain schuyot that start from the moment you get back into it, right? Not from way back when. You can't say, well, I've worked here for 10 years. So there's certain things yes, certain things not. But anyway, basically, then it'll be like a new marriage, and he can only have rights to cancel those nedarim from when they were married, and not from before, you know, from the first marriage. So therefore, it's talking about gerushin from erusin. So that's number one. Number two, okay, we're going to see two nafkaminas now. So the question is, when he divorces her, is the assumption, let's say she took a neder, and on that day he divorced her. So now, he knew about the neder. Did he divorce her, and his point being, I don't want to have anything to do with you, and I don't want to have anything to do with your nedarim, and basically, you know, the fact that I didn't say anything meant I don't want your neder to be? Or is it like he said, I don't care about your nedarim, and you can have your neder to yourself? In other words, it was like hakama. The fact that he didn't say anything meant he was mekim the neder. So the whole question is, how is the fact that he didn't say anything here, is it viewed as he was mekayim the neder, or he was mefer the neder? So now what's going to be the nafkamina? Lamai nafkamina. Kigon shen nadra vishama ba'ala v'gersha. Okay, she took a neder. He heard about the neder. He divorces her on that day. Va'ahadre biyome. And he takes her back. He remarries her on that day. Okay, he gets engaged to her again. So, Iamarmar kishtika dami, if you say it's like shtika, then matze meferla, then he can cancel the neder, because it was as if he didn't say anything. Viamarmar kahakama dami, lo matze meferla. And if you say it's like hakama, right, that he was makayim the neder, then once he was makayim the neder, he can no longer cancel the neder. Now, by the way, there's also an important nafkamina that's not mentioned here, which the Rush points out, which is, even if he doesn't take her back, what's the other nafkamina? For the father. In other words, at this point, she goes back to the father, but he heard about the neder on that day, yeah, right? The husband. So now, if right, what happens? Nitrokna reshut la, right? Oh, no, but if he was, right, nitrokna reshut, so therefore, right, nitrokna reshut of the baal to the father. So the father has rights to be made fair, but not if what?
She's becoming bever.
Not if he was mekayim the neder. Yeah. If he did kiyum haneder, then the father can't cancel it. So basically, the Rush says that would be a nafkamina also. That do we view his divorce as kiyum haneder? I don't have anything to do with you. I'm happy for you to keep all your nedarim because you're not mine anymore. And therefore, the father can't cancel it. So he points out that that's another nafkamina. Okay, so tomorrow we're going to see. They're going to bring some attempts to try to prove, you know, see if we can come up with an answer or not.